SBS Radio.
I'm Bertrand Tungandame, and my guest on NITV Radio today is Jack Steele, and we're catching up ahead of the launch of Unheard documentary. This is a six-part series exploring critical issues of racial discrimination in Australia, and Jack Steele co-wrote two of the episodes of Unheard, including the inaugural episode. Now, Jack, can you give us an outline of this groundbreaking series?
Unheard is a six-part documentary series that explores the issues of racial discrimination in Australia, focused on Indigenous death in custody, the targeting of Indigenous youth, attacks on Asian people during COVID, the attacks on Muslim community, and the vilification of African communities and the treatment of asylum seekers and refugees. I was brought on as one of six director producers to work on the Indigenous issues, episode one and four. Indigenous death in custody, and then episode four is on the targeting of Indigenous youth.
Very, very sensitive topics for many. How did you approach covering such a sensitive and really delicate topic?
This was something that was really important to get right from the get-go. Sean, our series executive producer, we sat down together and I said to him that it's really important that if we're going to partner with the National Justice Project and then also partner with the families that are involved in these issues, that it's really important that they trust me as well and that they give me permission to kind of talk about their stories and help tell their stories from their perspective. So from the very first moment that this project started to be developed, I made sure that I connected with the families. I made sure that throughout the entire process, it wasn't me telling my version of their story. It was me helping elevate their perspective and tell their truth to their story. The whole time, we basically made sure that we were doing the right thing by making sure that we're doing the right thing by the families. That's kind of how we decided that we needed to go about it and to tell this story, was to make sure that we're telling it authentically from the perspective of the families.
Besides the interviews with the families and people involved, I mean, victims or families and friends and relatives, what other material did you use to tell these stories?
One of the things that we really wanted to do was to get the story from the family's perspective, but we also needed to back that up with evidence. Throughout the documentary, especially in episode one, we use footage that we've been able to source through the public domain of CCTV footage, as well as using stats from very, reputable sources, things that you can find through that are either government released or Department of Statistics or through our partners through NJP to support what their families are talking about.
Yeah.
So the documentary is a lot of, expert witnesses, as well as the families' perspectives, people that were directly involved or indirectly involved, whether it be through, partnerships like the NJP, National Justice Project. And then we support all of their claims and perspectives with hard evidence, like facts that are readily available in the public domain.
Quite sounds like some kind of investigative work you did there.
Was it actually, I really wanted to make sure that we got this story right. So we spent a long time researching all of the stats. A lot of these stats aren't easily available, in terms of you can't just, necessarily Google and trust the first thing that comes up. You really got to dive into the context around what some of these stats are. And that's what we had to do. We had to really kind of dive really deep to find what the real stats were, because we didn't want to, jeopardize this story by getting some of this information wrong through the wrong context. So we've always tried to make sure that all the context is readily explained in the stats. So it's not just saying, X percentage is for this or that. We actually try to articulate it so that people can understand the context around that stat and how it's relevant, which is really important. There was a fair bit of investigative work. If you'd asked me 5 years ago whether or not I'd be doing something like this, I don't think I would have said, yeah, I'm sure I'd be doing that. But when this opportunity came across, and once I finally sat down and talked with the families involved, I sort of felt I couldn't say no. I felt like I had to go down this road with them, because I felt like it was a great opportunity to hopefully do some good work and hopefully get some justice for the family.
And it says that this documentary is an extension of Lad Bibles Australia's and Heart campaign, which has actually several really high profile partners like the NJP you just mentioned, the Human Rights Commission, NASALS, and the Refugee Council of Australia. So many really high profile organizations are involved in this project. Did they also contribute by providing some of their evidence and documentation that they hold?
Yeah, like when they partnered with us, that's one of the main things that they did for us, was not only helping us connect with the families and you know, finding sources or bits of information or providing legal advice or anything. They actually were part of our documentary. George Newhouse, who's the director at NJP, he's one of our experts. Deadly Connections, we had Keenan Mundine. He was there, helped us throughout the whole thing. Carly Stanley, same thing. So a lot of these people that were our partners are actually also our participants, and they're talking to us about their experiences in each episode.
And it's going to be reaching a global audience, it says. Lad Bible has already got an audience of almost a billion worldwide, now tapping into the Australian audience and bringing this on top to the other almost 1 billion. So Australia, 11.8 million people, you know, reached. So it's really a wide-reaching series.
It's pretty incredible. That was one of the main reasons that we felt that it was really important to partner with such a big global brand, was because a lot of people in Australia, or maybe not even still a lot of people in Australia, know the names David Dungay Jr. or TJ Hickey, but everyone in the world knows George Floyd. And one of the things that we felt really, really important about trying to kind of elevate these voices and elevate these stories is, you know, for one example, David Dungay Jr.'s family has been fighting, and TJ Hickey's family has been fighting for more than a decade for justice in this country. And they've really not gotten the justice that they deserve. We want to not just talk to Australian audiences only. We want to bring these stories up, and we want to put them in front of a global audience so that it's reaching far more people, and a lot more people globally will be able to be included in the conversation. When I talk to people, you know, I spoke to some people over in Canada just the other day. A lot of them didn't even know that we have these sorts of experiences in Australia. They think, oh, you know, we thought Australia was such a pretty relaxed and easygoing country where, you know, you guys don't have guns, you don't have anything horrible going on. And it's like, well, we're just the same as any other country. We've got our issues and we need to fix them.
People just see Australia through the lens of mainstream media and mainstream movies, and hardly ever see the dark side of the country, which is, as you said, every country has got two facets to it, the positive one and the negative one, which some work hard not to show, but others would like their stories told because they're the victims and the ones who bear the brunt of that dark side. So
that's true.
There is a 6-part series, but how long are the episodes approximately?
So they range between 22 and half an hour. So 22 minutes and half an hour. They're not really long episodes, which is actually, I think, a good thing, because the subject matters are very confronting, especially episode one. It can be quite a toll to take on if it's any longer than what it was. You know, it's the perfect time frame for, you know, like some people might want to be able to binge this 6 episodes all in one. Some might want to, you know, kind of take it very slowly. But I think they're a good size to kind of get enough of the information that you need and not be overwhelmed by it.
And because it touches some sensitive topics, and some of them I can think of like TJ Hickey being impaled or some other really blood-curdling ones, is there any like parental guidance, caution, or it's all public?
Yeah, I would say to anyone that's thinking about watching this, it's definitely not for younger audiences. It's definitely not something you want to watch around younger audiences either. You know, the audio can be just as traumatic as watching the footage. So I would say make sure that when you're watching it, you're watching it when, you know, you're over the age of 15 and you're not watching it, you know, around children. and also that you're not watching it, you know, probably while you're eating dinner or something, just because it can be quite confronting and emotional, and you kind of want to be, you know, settled in to watch something like that.
This series will premiere on the 29th of October.
Yeah. So it'll be on Amazon Prime Video. It'll be available to stream in Australia, the US, the United Kingdom, Canada, South Africa, New Zealand, all on the 29th. I think the first two episodes are free with the series, and then you have to get a subscription to watch the rest.
Excellent. We'll put the information out there. Now, before I let you go, any concluding words or something really very important I may have missed that you would like to add to the conversation?
The only thing that I would just like to say is that once people do watch the series too, I really encourage them to try and get actively involved with, you know, whatever partners that speak to them. Just kind of reach out to some of those organizations that you feel connected to and try and see what you can do to try and help bring about some justice or start a conversation, you know, within your communities and things, because, you know, the series is one thing to sort of see what's going on in this country and to understand it, but it kind of won't go anywhere unless we all get involved and start, you know, trying to make the world a better place. So I definitely encourage people, once you watch it, try and join the conversation.
Jack Steele, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
No worries, mate. Thanks so much for having me on.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.